bracelet.
A bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave it to her, you would say, instead of saying fasten it, you would say, here.
Buckle it, or tighten it, or put it, or put it on. Well, that's most of the time what you would do. You put it on, you just assume, you buckle it or fasten it.
Okay, in the house you drew me, where you were growing up?
Right.
Okay, what? There was a front porch?
Nearly went all the way across the front of the house, right.
And a back porch. What's the difference? Where would they keep did they have canned goods?
Oh, yeah, they had canned goods. We had back in the kitchen, which was at the back, we kept canned goods in a closet, in a pantry there. We kept them in the pantry all the time. We had a pantry in there. That was just a small pantry, pantry about like a closet, except a little bit larger. It sure did.
How many houses did you live in? Until you got to the one in
Tampa? Only two houses. One I was born in, reared in, and then I want to stay there a very short time, like a year or two or three, and I don't remember much about. That was a tenant house right on this side of the other, and then the other one was a house where the windmill is now, and a still existing house.
The windmill
pumped the water. See, the air, the movement of the air, turned the blade of the windmill, which is up about 40 feet in the air, and in turn, as the blade would turn, it had the rods that went down into the ground about below the surface of the ground, about 40 feet also, 40, 50, and it would bring the water up. Just for antique windmill to antique, and just for that, even though it doesn't work, they'll offer you $300 or $400 for it, and we'll sell it one day, but all it is just a showpiece.
I want it.
You want it. You want it.
I do. Okay, what's this part of your leg?
Calf or chin?
I think that's
the chin or calf? Yeah. Calf would be on the back.
Okay, yeah.
Right in your hip or your haunches.
What?
That's your hip, butts, and haunches, right?
Hey, in your mouth you have what?
You have teeth, gums. If you have gum trouble, you
if
have
you had
teeth.
One
tooth.
Okay, two.
Had one tooth. I want to have more than that, don't.
Okay, if you wanted to know how to get Headland, and you had never been there, and it was farther than you thought it was, and you saw somebody on the side of the road, you'd stop and ask him. If you want to know,
I'd ask him, how far is it? I didn't want to say, well, how far is it, or what's the distance to heaven?
What's the main crop? What are the main crops?
Well, there's two or three. The main crop, the main cash crop is peanuts, and peanuts grow under the ground. All you see is on top of the ground, but that's just your leaves, doesn't matter anything. But under the ground are the nuts themselves, and the nuts are formed on the roots of the plant. In other words, the roots go down. Off of each root, maybe be 8 or 10 nuts on each one. So that's your main crop. And then you have corn, this auxiliary crop, and still a little cotton, soybeans, and so forth. Soybeans is for feed and oil. We don't grow a lot of soybeans right in this area, but 30, 40 miles away, they do. A lot of soybean, take a little bit of heavier land. Feed purposes.
What was the other one you said?
Oils. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are some of the things out of the garden that Mama puts up?
Tomatoes.
What she do with the tomatoes?
She freezes them.
What is
you
salt?
Can can them, make salt.
What's my favorite thing though she does?
Makes tomato sauce. Okay. That's favorite thing she does.
Okay, if you have somebody mowing the lawn and they're really hot, what do you offer them?
Yeah, and cold water. Want some water or drink.
Okay. And what's the water in?
A
glass.
Oh, a glass. Give them a glass of water out of a pitcher.
Okay. If we're calling us to the table, and we all standing around, what do you finally say?
Say the blessing. Sit down, and let's have the blessing and eat.
And then after we're sitting down and said the blessing,